ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Vicar and Linda Bull are currently in the midst of a huge national tour that will see them on the road until November. The sisters' gorgeous harmonies have seen them perform as backing vocals for various Australian bands and lead their own groups, of course, over four decades. Vicar and Linda Bull are joining us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, PK.
Good morning, PK.
Always lovely to speak to you guys. You're capping off a few very big years with this new tour. Your first number one album, Akalatoa, was released in 2020, and you both received Order of Australia medals in 2022. Is the best still yet to come for you, Vicar?
An aria, PK.
Yeah, you deserve one.
Yeah, we haven't got one yet. And then after that, a Grammy.
Go, Vic.
Yeah, just go for the Grammy first.
Okay, yeah. And then they'll give us an aria maybe.
I think so. Look, this latest tour spans from March to November. How do you manage life on the road for most of the year? It's huge, isn't it, Linda?
It is huge. We pack a lot. We pack a lot of suitcases and unpack a lot of suitcases. But what works for us is we swim. We're all, you know, pretty healthy, and we try to, you know, get along, and we do get along. And that's what, you know, we're like a family, Cameron, Vicar and I in the car, and that's really crucial to the way we interact on stage.
And you're on the road with your longtime collaborator, Cameron Bruce, for a kind of stripped-back show. Take me to the stage. What does it look like?
Just the three of us, PK, Cameron on a grand piano, me and Linda at the microphone. We have at the behind us, we have usually a road case filled with percussion. And that's it, you know, a couple of lights and a couple of nice Persian rugs, fake ones. And we just sing two sets of old songs, brand new ones that haven't been recorded yet. We're testing them out on the audience to see what they think because they're brutally honest. And that's about it. It's just good fun.
Is it more liberating to have it so stripped back? I imagine it would be. It's sort of, yeah, just get to do what you do rather than all the other palaver.
Well, look, we love working with our band, the Bullettes, but it's what's great about it is the focus and the years of experience that we bring, because I don't think, I'm not speaking for all 19-year-olds, but I don't know if I could have done this when I was 19 and just starting out. I think you need to have a few runs on the board before you do this because it is so exposed. But that's what we love about it. It's kind of invigorating to hear the songs come to life in a different way.
And tell me about those songs. What are you going to be singing?
Well,
good question.
Yeah.
It changes.
It does.
Does it? Like, yeah. How often?
Every night.
How do you manage that? Don't you get confused and overwhelmed?
Yes, we do. And we often stuff up on stage, but that's half the fun. We might find, you know, a new song will come in and we think, well, let's try it. Sound check, and then we think, okay, this is good enough to do tonight. Let's perform it. And we did that the other night. And we completely made a total mess of it.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but it was fun, you know. But the thing is that you make those mistakes, you don't make them again. So it kind of, you know, we become very prepared. But it's the 30-year anniversary of our debut record, Vicar and Linda, this year. So we'll be doing songs from our first record right through to today, to our current record, The Wait.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, now the song you're performing for us this morning is Love This Time. I think it was originally released in 1994.
That's right.
Tell me about the song.
Well, the song was a wedding present for me from the guitarist in the Black Sorrows, Wayne Burt. And he wrote two songs for Vicar and I, House of Love and Love This Time. And we had it in the vault for many years, but recently we uncovered it and thought, let's do it with just piano, and it came to life in a completely different way. We haven't sung it for many years, but we've brought it out, and we just love singing it.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Beautiful.
Made the day I took the ringing of the bells, with promises and dreams to see you well. And it feels a part of heaven's great design. I'll come to you and then break it down. Now everyone has seen us. There's a feeling all around this town. And everywhere we hear the voices sing. Our tenderness and all the light can bring. And the road it will unfold. Before our eyes, I'll stay with you, and there'll be love this time. If there's a wall between us, it's now the time to break it down. Now everyone has seen us. Sing a song so fine. I'll be with you, and there'll be love this time. I'll come to you, and there'll be love this time. I'll stay with you, and there'll be love this time. That
was really beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with the shows.
Thank you, PK.
And that is Love This Time by Vicar and Linda Bull. And they're performing all across Australia until November. A lot of packing and something different every single night. Tickets are on sale now.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.